Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from How to Be Happy by Grace Gold, published in 1893. There is a phrase we often hear when standing up for what is right. Consider the consequences. That is the devil's argument. Leave the consequences to God, but do the right. Even if friends abandon you, do the right. Be genuine, real, sincere, and upright. The world's maxim is to trim your sails and yield to circumstances. But if you would do any good for the world, you must be made of sterner stuff and help make your times rather than be made by them. You must not yield to customs, but like an anvil, endure all the blows until the hammers break themselves. When someone misrepresents you, use no crooked means to clear yourself. Clouds do not last long. In the course of duty, you may be tried by the distrust of friends. When that happens, gird up your loins and say in your heart, I was not driven to integrity by the encouragement of friends, nor will I be repelled from it by their coldness. Simply remember to be just, and fear not. Corruption wins not more than honesty. Truth lives and reigns when falsehood dies and rots. Be the happy warrior. People will always find enough in this world to try their patience and test their good nature. But whatever comes, you had better keep joyful and sweet-tempered. Sweetness is the condition of preservation. Whatever is naturally sweet must be kept sweet or become worthless. Fruit is good for nothing after it sours. Women and men lose their attraction, and many friends, when they sour on the world. We probably all know of people who are quite talented, but whose sourness has rendered them useless. They speak, look, and act their acidity. Someone in the past slighted them, and the sweetness of their hearts turned to tartness. It is easy to turn molasses into vinegar, but not so easy to transform vinegar into molasses. So if you are sweet today, keep sweet. Guard yourself against morose feelings. Laugh when you want to frown, and sing when you feel like scolding. Curb your temper. If you must drink wormwood, don't ask others to share your cup. Walk not in darkness. Get into the sunshine. Take on brightness. Consider what is good, beautiful, and true. And ask God to help you to assimilate these qualities into your own unhappy nature. If you can't be sweet to others right away, then be polite. Common politeness is very simple, very easy, very cheap. It costs nothing in effort. It is no tax on either your physical or mental powers. Yet it is always gratefully received by people, and it gratifies the giver as well as the receiver. It makes all within the range of its influence happier and better, and it smooths many of the rough paths of life. Remember that true politeness is always free from ostentation. To do a kind act and then publish it to the world is not polite. and to do an act in hope of reward is not polite. True politeness is done with no expectation of receiving anything in return. It is done simply because it is the right thing to do.